masses, the judiciary, the so-called justice officials, and the state actors in positions of authority in what is erroneously labeled one of the best criminal justice systems in the world, in Canada. Let us be frank and clear. What state actors, some in this haphazard business, a career of 30-plus years, have created is a legal system, and not in the tiniest fraction a just one. Rather, it is a mockery of justice. Anybody familiar with what is more aptly termed the criminal system of injustice in Canada is woefully inadequate, deeply biased, highly unfair, and targets against the indigenous people of the land, blacks, mentally challenged, and a host of other minorities. We as prisoners do not receive services such as yard, regular clothing change, weekly chapel services, adequate books to read, functioning justifiable numbers known as counts, or anything closely related to viable advocacy or decent treatment. And that is pre-so-called pandemic COVID-19. I challenge anyone in a justice role to rebut those allegations. We are 3 to a cell, 1 man on the floor, defunct of yard, which is a right guaranteed by Correctional Service Act, 30 minutes per day, minimum. Arbitrarily segregated, body scanned, forced into clothes that habitually don't fit, and are pilloried, persecuted, punked off, and punished. Care to differ? Look up the Access to Justice reports. Look up the Ombudsman complaints or the Inquiry, the Blue Code by Andre Martin. Or ask any justice official in the know. This is the norm, not the exception. And myself have been dealing with this inadequacy ever since I was a young man, unadvocated for before the family courts as a Crown Ward in the Children's Aid Society. We as non-convicted prisoners are continually locked down because guards who, for anyone paying attention, annually top the sunshine list at 100,000 can routinely make a career of applying for government jobs as a CO and face no scrutiny for not coming to work. All around the world, governments are taking pandemic seriously and realizing they are incapable of meeting prisoners' needs and releasing them. England just released 4,000 yesterday. While Canadian politicians and actors in the judiciary drag their feet as Premier and Chrystia Freeland call each other their therapists. I wish I had a therapist right now, or adequate health care, or guards that take my hygiene or cleanliness seriously, or a justice system that showed through concrete actions and not just words that they are committed to decency and care about the hapless, the oppressed, and the maligned. Just last year, the Prime Minister's office fired the first Indigenous Justice Minister. Police are taking bribes. That cadet, Russell Williams, was stealing women's clothes, and the sexual parts that are rampant in RCMP, corrections, and police forces all across the country, etc. It's time to wake up and smell the coffee and admit it is not just so-called criminals doing crime. Stop being hypocrites and willfully blind. The system itself is corrupt. When are we going to demand our leaders get held to account and stop dragging their feet? People's lives hang in the balance. Even though I am in no position to demand, we demand to be released. Recently, after COVID hit, an inmate that was here sat out his entire 30-day sentence without getting released. Something doesn't add up. We're a very vulnerable population full of weak immune systems, deficient mental health, subpar health care, and highly inadequate resources, and we're duly under intense stress and anxiety. Other countries are dealing with this much more humiliating than the people in charge while we wait in the highest risk month yet predicted, April. No trials, they've been suspended. I finally know what a lamb going to slaughter feels like, impending death. So that's what we're saying.